All right, and I'm talking with Chris Violence, and that's clearly your real last name, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. Thanks, Ryan, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
And you've been doing some really cool stuff as of late, but you have quite a history behind you.
This is true, yes. I've been playing music since about 91.
Okay, and what was the first band you were in?
It was a band called Domestic Violence. This was a long time ago, so keep in mind, that name wasn't related to beating up women. We were just domestic and we were violent, you know.
Nice, nice. And when did you decide to kind of do your own thing?
I was in the band Cessation of Life for 18 years, and I left that in December of 2012.
Okay. And what made you leave and strike out on your own?
You know, differences in the band. You know, you can only keep a project alive for so long, and when people just have different opinions and ideas, and it was time for me to go.
Okay. So what was the first thing you did after you left the band? Musically.
Took a nice long break. to be honest with you, I did music nonstop for 25 years, literally nonstop. One band led to the next band that eventually led to Cessation of Life. There was never a day off. It was, you know, it was always working. And after I took some time off, and I really had no plans for future music. And John DeBose, who is a writing partner of mine, he plays bass and rhythm guitar, he was with me in Domestic Violence and was the original bass player in Cessation of Life. We've been worked on and off for years. He hit me up and said, "Hey, you know, what are you doing? Let's make some music." And I was like, I don't really want to make music to release or anything. So he said, "Oh, let's just make some music just together, just for the hell of it, you know." And it felt good to not be under the pressure of trying to make music for, you know, the outside world or based on anybody's expectations. And we just started making music casually. And he says, "Hey, man, you know, if you record a couple more songs, you could put out a whole album." And I thought, well, why not? And I went and got a website, chrisviolence.com, and put a few things together, and that became the American Ripper album that came out in 2014. So That's kind of how I got dragged back into it, you know.
and meanwhile, you were doing a radio show at the same time.
Yes, I was on actually two different stations. I was on Kosher Metal for a year, and then I was on Metal World Radio for a year. That was Chris Violence's Traveling Damnation show, which might show up again someday down the line, but just not right now.
Okay, but you were focusing a lot of independent artists on that, weren't you?
That really was my focus. You know, it's so strange. As a performer for so long, I focused so much on my own music that I didn't get a real big time to listen to what was new. And it just hit me like somebody opened the floodgates. I could not believe the level of content that was out there and how good it was. And I was just drawn to it like a moth to a flame. And that's all I wanted. I just wanted more unsigned bands, and I just wanted to promote them, and because there's such amazing stuff out there right now.
Absolutely.
This is the best time to be a heavy metal fan. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's almost overwhelming. There's so much good stuff.
Absolutely.
And you're part of that. I mean, your stuff is really good.
Thank you.
You know, when I first heard American Ripper, I was like, Chris Violence. Okay, well, the name has potential. Let's see. And I was impressed.
Thank you.
You know, after you did American Ripper, what did you do next?
Again, I was doing the radio show, so the music creation didn't stop, but not entirely from my end. John DeBose really is the mastermind of this thing. I mean, for the most part, he's doing 90% of the work. I'm singing on it, and he's allowing me to release it under my name.
Ah.
You know, he's an insane talent. He's got his fingers in a bunch of different bands. He's working constantly. And like I said, he really is the mastermind. I mean, most of the tracks that you hear on American Ripper, they're very diverse. Not all of it's speed thrash. Half of it's speed thrash, half of it's metal. But in, you know, these artistic, I don't even know what you call them. They're they're stories that just kind of play out, some of them. And I did do some arrangements here and there, but that's really his talents. I mean, he's an amazing musician. He arranged the drums and plays the bass and rhythm guitar. And of course, Jamie Page plays lead guitar on three or four of those tracks on that album. But following the American Ripper album, we talked. We wrote one song called Push Button Pain. Mm-hmm. I did record the lyrics on that. That was released. And then we were working on a bigger project. We talked about this. It was going to be called Five Realms. It was 25 minutes worth of music. He recorded the whole thing. I was going to break it into five pieces, write five different stories that tie together, release it as a big EP. Mm-hmm. And between working on the radio show and trying to figure that out, I just could not find a lyrical subject that was big enough and worthy enough for this body of music. And it ended up sitting for about a year. And some time had gone by, and I saw a video on YouTube of Christopher Walken reading Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. Yep. And of course, Christopher Walken, that guy could read, you know, the Sears catalog and it would sound beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I thought, when I heard it, I thought, man, that would make a beautiful heavy metal song. But then I didn't even equate it to the music that John had given me. And then one night, you know, again, I'm trying to write lyrics. I'd start lyrics and they would fall apart. I didn't think the subjects were worthy of the music. So one night I'm sitting, you know, it's midnight. I got my headphones on. I'm listening to this piece of music John's given me, and it popped into my head, The Raven. I wonder if these words would fit. So I start reading the poem while I'm listening to the playback, and not only do they fit flawlessly. The Raven is 24 minutes long. We call it a thrash metal opera. The music is completely unedited from what John gave me a year prior. And, of course, I can't edit Edgar Allan Poe's poem. All the way start to finish, it is what it is, perfectly matched. It's insane to even me to think about that that's how that happened.
And it's pretty damn awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Start to finish, it's a great track. And the thing about a 24-minute-long song is you got to keep it interesting, and you guys managed to do that.
That was very, very difficult because when I came out of the gate, you know, with all this energy and it was ready to go, and I was worried that, you know, I would lose the energy, the song changes, it almost doesn't repeat. There's no chorus because it's a poem. It was very difficult to figure out these patterns and then keep the energy all the way to the end. It was something I had to be extremely conscious of because I didn't want to get people 17 minutes into it and then it falls on its face.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't, so good job.
Thank you. It's awesome, man.
And the other song you released, The Push Button Pain, is damn good, too. I mean, it's a step up from American Ripper, which was a great record.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's still in that vein. It's got the same lineup. That's John DeBose and Jamie Page on lead guitar. So it's basically a continuation of that album. It's a complete same lineup. And, you know, I like to write when I can. I like to write story format. I was always a fan of Iron Maiden, you know, and they always wrote, you know, you could close your eyes and you could see what was happening in the lyrics.
Yeah.
So I like to write like that when I can.
And besides The Raven, where do you pick up inspiration lyrically?
Well, you know, I try not to be a political writer or a, you know, or anything like that. But it's hard in today's world to not, you know, write what you see out on the street. And our world seems to be just falling apart. We just don't have any leadership, and corporate world is just raping us all. And it's hard to not write about those subjects.
Yeah.
And, you know, so some of the subjects are about that. favorite of heavy metal is always death. So, you know, you always got that to lean on. But, that's kind of where I go.
All right. And it, from your website, it looks like you give a lot of this stuff out for free if people just want to download it.
All of it's free. The whole American Ripper album, Push Button Pain, and The Ravens, all free to download.
Okay, and how come you decided to do that?
Because I just feel that I would touch more people by giving it away than a handful of people that might buy it, or even 1,000 people that might buy it. More people are going to download it, and that's just take it, you know, just have it in your iPod and crank it up. That's all I want.
So you're obviously not doing this to make a living off of it. You're doing it because you want to make music.
Absolutely. You know, I honestly tried to walk away, and I just can't pull the needle out of my arm. Heavy metal is just ingrained into me so deep ever since I was a child. And this is just, I've just come to the conclusion, this is me in metal till the day I die. And that's what it is.
Are you doing any live shows?
There are no live shows planned. John is in North Carolina. I'm in Southern California. Jamie Page is in Australia. You know, everybody's everywhere. So, and the Raven, that's a different lineup of guys. That is Matthias Manente on lead guitar, Maxwell Carlisle of Hellion on lead guitar. Of course, John and myself. So that band, you know, that group of guys is all over the world. So,
so it's a studio project, essentially.
Exactly.
All right. Do you miss playing live?
Yeah, there's a piece of me that does, but I mean, I wonder if the average music fan realizes how much work these people that they're looking at on stage, I don't care if it's a little tiny club or a giant venue, these people put out so much effort, so much time, so much money to make these shows happen. And, you know, I did 25, 26 years touring, and, you know, I do miss it, but at the same time, it's just so much hard work. And you're also dealing with fans, you know, not fans, but I mean, band members, and you're dealing with, you know, any problems that they may have in your life become your problems in your life. And it's a lot to take on, and you have to be mentally ready for it. And I'm just worn out from all that crap, to be honest with you.
I don't blame you. Do you have actual CDs for sale?
I made actually 15 total, and those were already all sent out. So I just bought a brand new car. Doesn't even have a CD player in it. I don't know. I sent CDs out just as promotion to people. They told me they can't even play them. They don't have CD players.
Yeah. So. A lot of people don't. Yeah. I still personally like CDs, but I can, you know, I like digital music as well.
Okay. Well, I can get you a CD. I'm sure I can make one more up.
Oh, it's not a big deal. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, there are some of us out here who still like CDs.
Well, let me tell you, man, I'm an analog guy. I've got a cassette collection and stereo equipment and vinyl.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm big time into the sound quality of analog, so... dead formats, man. Dead formats. I just picked up a bitchin' really nice 8-track player that sounds amazing. Now, if I, you know, I might release American Ripper on 8-track, so be prepared.
That would be kind of cool. And you just recorded with another band too, right?
Yes, I just recorded 3 tracks with the band Xenia out of Romania with the guy who's running that project is Zoltan Petries, and he is amazing. He's already released an album previously, and I used to play Xenia all the time on my radio show, so I knew him from that, and he just asked me, hey, you know, would you be interested in laying down some thrash vocals? He's primarily death metal, and he wanted to do a little thrash type stuff, so he hit me up, and I laid down 3 tracks. That's going to be released August 8th. And, yeah, I can't wait.
Very cool. Is there anything else people should know?
They can, like I said, they can download all the music. There is a video for The Raven on my website, chrisviolence.com, and there will be videos for the Xenia stuff. So you can find all my social medias on my website and get links to all everything we're talking about from there. Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff's got all the information on these projects. And hopefully people will go download it.
Now, how are the videos getting done?
We recorded a studio-style video where each one of us is performing. So I'm just, video of me recording at the console at my desk. And I sent it to Zoltan. He's in Romania. He's editing it all. The Raven is pictures assembled. A lot of it is the original artwork that came from the Edgar Allan Poe etchings from late 1800s, and it tells the entire story of the Raven, and it's very visually loud in your eyes, as loud as it's being played. So,
all right, that's awesome. Well, thank you, Chris.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.